Chapter 3. A quick but notable conversation with Mom a week ago. I had both dogs on their leashes, Feather, of course, and Mom's awful lap warmer, Tippy. We were breaking the front door when Mom appeared next to me in her big blue parka. Uh-oh. "Let me just walk you to the corner," she said, "and you can take them the rest of the way down past the crawlers." Often when I'm walking Feather, alone, I pretend I am Don Quixote and he is my faithful manservant, and we go down to the creek behind the crawler's house, and I sing the impossible dream at the top of my little lungs. You're not going to believe me, but I've actually had newts stop and stare. Before Mom and I had even gotten out of the front yard last week, she blurted, "So Daddy is taking me away for the weekend." "You're kidding," I said, stepping on Tippy, which is somehow short for Tiffany, who yelped like a sticky faucet. "Yes, first time in 17 years," Mom said, with not a whole lot of enthusiasm. Feather spotted something in a bush and got low, his tail parallel to the grass. "So where are you guys going?" "The Greenbrier. The Greenbrier in West Virginia. It's very fancy and expensive." Silence. Who knew birds could even chirp so loudly? That was the type of silence they cut through. "Dad can afford expensive?" I said, and she glared at me. "You only celebrate your 17-year anniversary once, so I don't know. I'm not going to question your father." "Well, I'm glad for you two." "Thanks," she said, probably happy that someone was endorsing it. Probably worried as I was, that they couldn't afford such an extravagance. She broke away to take Tippy home, to let me walk Feather the rest of the way around the block, and turned back to say, "Don't get into any trouble around the neighborhood, Nate." "Sure thing, Ma." The crawlers called last week to say they heard something wild howling in the woods. Oh, no. They thought a rabid beaver or something was in their yard, Nate, stuck in a bear trap. And it turns out Mr. Crawler went to the lookout in their attic and saw you in their woods, wailing like an animal, with no regard for nature, and just prancing around like, you know. Like a fairy, right, Mom? I thought. It's just you have to be careful, Nathan.